Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thanks. Hello, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and it's nice to be here with you. Nice to have you back with us. By the way, as you know, we're going to dip into the world of coaching today. I love talking to coaches. It's become such a big business and a profession. There is, out there somewhere, a coach on almost every aspect of your life who can help you, and it doesn't matter what it is. And we're going to talk to someone exactly like that. And this is a new one for me. I've never talked to a coach who specializes in coaching moms. She's a mom coach. And as she points out, the mother is the nucleus of the family. She'd like to tell all women, especially mothers, to treat themselves as their own MVP, most valuable player. She explains, we're the MVPs of our lives and the family, and we have to treat ourselves as such. And as moms, we tend to put ourselves last and assign more value to everyone else's needs and desires, including our families, friends, neighbors, careers, projects, etc., than ourselves. And when the mother is the best version of herself, then everyone surrounding her benefits. And that's the story of our guest today. Her name is Nikki Pratt. She is a mom, or a mom, yeah, a moach, that's what she calls herself, the mom coach, a moach. And her practice is called To Know Thyself, where she coaches mompreneurs, that's mom entrepreneurs. She clarifies that mompreneurs can also include mothers and women who are professionals working on a 9-to-5 job, and she adds that they don't necessarily need to have certain qualifications like a degree or earning a certain amount of money. She serves mothers and women employed in the workforce as well. She was inspired, by the way, by a divorce that she went through in 2017 and her Christian faith. It became apparent to Nikki that it was her life's mission to equip mompreneurs with the tools they need to operate at their maximum potential and unleash a life of abundance. That's what she does. And as she points out, when working with each mompreneur, she creates a plan that is tailored to meet their needs and lifestyles. And the plan positions the mother to sustain a healthy balance between work, life, family, file, and mindless. So mindfulness, rather. So anyway, it's very interesting. In addition to being a moach, our guest is also an international motivational speaker. She has spoken locally, nationally, and internationally on various platforms, and she primarily speaks about women's empowerment and personal development. And her target audience when speaking is women, of course. Women do not necessarily have to be moms, but in order for her message to resonate with folks, and the crowd should be primarily women, which it generally is. Nikki often has an upcoming speaking engagement, so if you're interested in listening to her at your next event, you know, you got to check out her website. She has a great website, by the way. She's headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland, and much of her experience can be traced back to her work as a licensed clinical social worker in the Baltimore area. For over 20 years, she worked at the Baltimore City Department of Human Services. She started out, by the way, as a frontline worker where she investigated matters surrounding child abuse. And she worked her way through the ranks and ended up becoming a frontline supervisor, a division chief, a program manager, and ultimately the assistant deputy director. That's quite a record. She spent 20 years there, and she worked with hundreds of children and families. And her experience showed her the profound impact that every mother has on the family unit. So as a moach, she has shifted her focus from the family unit to the individual mother. And in July, she left her six-figure job to pursue her dreams full-time. It's a remarkable story. She's also written a book, and she has a line of clothes, T-shirts at least. She's into everything. So, you know, I just looked at my line, and she's not there. I wonder where she went. We lost her, for heaven's sakes. I have to call her back, folks. Wait a minute. Don't go away. This rarely happens, but for some reason or other, our guests dropped out. We've had a few technical difficulties here the last couple of days, And hopefully this will, let's see if she's there. Or she just answered the telephone. All right, are you there, Nikki? Are you there? Oh, listen to this. Phone is ringing. I hope she answers. You watch this. We're going to hear her answer.
Hello, Doug.
Hey, Nikki, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Cool. What happened? You dropped off. Your line dropped off. Anyway, we're on the air, my dear. I just gave you a great introduction. So now you got to live up to what I said about you, okay?
No problem at all.
All right. Let's talk about you. As I explained, I don't know if you heard the introduction or not, but as I told everybody, you know, I've talked to coaches in all aspects of, you know, helping people in all aspects of their lives. You're the first mom coach I've talked to, which is
really?
I think this is remarkable. What is it that possessed you to leave your job, the great job you had, to become a mom coach? Explain that to me.
So I chose me. I come from a 22-year relationship. 14 of those years were married. And it wasn't until the end of that marriage where I realized I was the shell of the woman I once was. And quite frankly, I didn't recognize the shell. I did not realize that my entire existence, my identity, was wrapped into the people that I cared for and loved, which was my husband and my three children. And it was at that point, which was one of the lowest points of my life, that I was told by God that, hey, you have a business, and it's entitled To Know Thyself. And so here we are. 6 years later, I am an established mom coach. I am being the mulch I needed. I am being the answers that I needed when I was lost. So it is now my life's mission to work with mothers to empower them to operate at their maximum potential and unleash their life of abundance, because it's our birthright.
And are you obviously had the feeling, I gathered, you were born to do this. Is that kind of right?
Yes, indeed I am. So I am a social worker at heart. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been practicing for over 20 years now. So social work is just in me. And what I did in those 20 years, I worked with abused children and their families. And one thing that I recognized throughout my 20-plus years in social work is that working with those families, the mother is the nucleus of every family unit that I came in contact with. And when she was not right, I saw the profound effects that it had on the children's medical needs, their education, their mental health needs. And then once the mom began to get herself together and show up as her best, the best version of herself, eventually, and it didn't happen overnight, eventually everyone else fell in line. And so now I'm taking that experience, that 20-plus years experience, and I am focusing solely on the mother.
You know, I find it amazing. You are working or operating, as you put it, both nationally and internationally. You have clients, moms, that you work with literally all over the world. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. I have been afforded with amazing opportunities since choosing to operate in my purpose full time. And that's what I want to do for all the mothers. When we know who we are, we align with our purpose. When we align with our purpose, we operate at our maximum potential. And when we do that, when we operate at our maximum potential, we unleash that life of abundance. And abundance is in the form of anything you can imagine: your health, your relationships, your finances, your purpose.
Okay. I thought you were going on to keep going. Some of the questions I have to ask you. Number one, you work primarily with moms. Do you find any difference between moms here in the United States or those who might be in the foreign countries that you talk to? Or are all moms in the same boat? How about that?
Listen, motherhood is a universal language. And motherhood, as you all know, can be different ways. It can be by the way of adoption. It can be by the way of giving birth. Some people are mothers that don't even have children, but are responsible for caring for the lives of children. And so, motherhood is universal. We all love our children hard. We will go to the ends of the earth for our children. Mothers are the heartbeat of the world. Listen, I'm convinced if mothers didn't exist, the world would end, not just because we bring forth life, but because we sustain it.
You know, there's so much truth to that. If there were no mothers, we'd all be in deep doo-doo. No doubt about that.
I agree.
Let me talk to you about what you do. Talk about coaching moms. When a mom comes to you for help, what happens? How do you begin with them? What do you do?
So first they have to fill out a referral form because I have to know that I'm able to assist them with whatever their issues are. So after they fill out the referral form, we then have what I call an exploration meeting. We explore, and we want to make sure we have chemistry, right? Because I may not be the mulch for every mother. I'm not. I'm not the mulch for every mother. So after we do that and we sign on, now it's not a one-size-fits-all solution because every mother is unique and every mother is different in her own way. But one thing that is present and consistent in all sessions is that we start out with three questions. Those three questions are, what are your top three strengths? What do you yearn to do? And then they have to finish a statement, if I were not afraid, I would. Now, those three questions seem really simple, but they really take, if you want to dig deep, they really take time. They are not answered in one session. They have to go and think about it. I suggest that they speak to people that they grew up with, their siblings, their parents, and get their perspectives on it because sometimes our loved ones can remember things and that we can't remember. And so as we explore these three questions, of course they lead to other questions, but a theme begins to develop. And it's my job as a coach to listen for that theme. And what I do is once we explore, I connect the dots. Well, we connect the dots. We connected the dot from the information that the mom gave me. Now, that theme creates a mission statement. Now, what's a mission statement? We know that all successful businesses have a mission statement. It's the why behind the business. So it's the same thing with the mom. They need a mission statement. Why are they in existence? What is their purpose here? Now, what that mission statement does is give them clarity on their life. And when your vision is not blurred, you make better decisions. You put yourself in predicaments that will benefit you. It's like a GPS. So, you know, we get in our cars and we turn on our GPS. The GPS gives us a clear direction, right? It doesn't stop the potholes. It doesn't stop severe weather conditions, but it gives a clear sense of direction of where we're headed. And that is the same thing the mission statement does for the mother. It gives her clear vision of where she's headed because life is still going to throw us curveballs. Life is still going to life, as they say, as the young folks say, life, or whatever they say. But that's still going to happen. But the mission statement gives the mother clarity.
So then you work with them on that mission statement, I guess. How long do you typically work with a client to help them?
Well, it depends on the client's needs. So I have a 12-week program, and then I also have a 6-week program, and then I also have a 12-week program. So it depends on where the mother is. I've worked with mothers who just need a jump start. They just need a framework. But then I've worked with mothers who need more in-depth help and assistance. I mean, let me not say help. I'm going to say support.
Okay. And there, you work with mothers who've been through all kinds of things, domestic violence, anxiety, depression, things of that. I mean, you've experienced much of that yourself. So you know,
exactly.
You know how to help people because, as I say, you've walked the walk, right? Been there.
Yes. Yes. So that's what I say. The reason why I have been successful is because I not only talk it, but I walk it. I know I can give you the blueprint. I can give the other mothers the blueprint on how to make it through and how to grow through their circumstances.
Well, it's very interesting. I know your goal is to help them to be able to operate at their maximum potential, and that really ends up being the mission statement for almost everyone. You do so many different things. By the way, you have a great website, and it's really creative. I give it to you. NikkiKnows.com. How long did it take you to come up with that, or was it available right away? I mean, that's such a great website.
So the domain was available right away, but I'm going to tell you where that came from. So before I really established myself as a coach and a public speaker, I used to post what I would call Nikki Knows messages, and I still do. And so that would be a message a couple of times a week, and it would say, hey, folks, here's a Nikki Knows message, and it would be something inspirational, something to educate the folks, uplift them. So when I was developing the website, I was like, Nikki Knows, I like that. So, and I went with it, and it stuck.
Well, I congratulate you. It's a great website. Folks, write this down. Nikki, N-I-K-I, Knows, K-N-O-S, N-O-W-S, .com, NikkiKnows.com. Let me talk to you a little bit about your book. You've written a book, and at what point did you decide to write a book? It's called Picture Perfect, but what inspired you to write this book?
So this is my first baby. What inspired me to write the book is my husband, D. Charles Pratt, who I'm so in love with.
Good for you.
He inspired me to write it. And so I began writing it, and Picture Perfect was birthed from my own life experience. Again, as I mentioned, I was in a 22-year relationship. 14 of those years were married. The relationship was plagued with domestic violence. And so just like the main character in the story, the main character, her name is Nina, I have experienced almost everything Nina has experienced, from, like I said, domestic violence to financial hardship, depression, miscarriage, self-doubt, infidelity in my marriage. And so when I began writing, it was therapeutic. But not only was it therapeutic, it was almost magical, because I was able to use my creativity to change the narrative, right? And so, you know, I don't know if you remember DVDs before we had all these streaming apps, right? We had DVDs, and sometimes
We still have them, you know. They haven't gone away.
Okay. Right. I don't have any in my home, Doug.
Okay. That's all right.
But they would come with alternate endings. Sometimes. Some of the movies would come with alternate endings. And what that, for me, the alternate ending did was gave me a different perspective. It provoked thought. It got out of the box of the movie that I just saw. It opened my mind to endless possibilities. And so when I was writing this book, it's like my pain burst through my fingertips and turned to purpose on paper. And so every woman that has picked up this book so far, and every woman that does pick up this book, will see a piece of themselves in Nina in some kind of way. Women have come to me after reading it and said, I can picture it on a big screen. I felt like I was watching a movie. I felt every emotion that Nina felt. And listen, it's also for men. I've had men come to me and say, reading about Nina's story has made me understand my mother better. I now understand her. So the men can gain from it. I've had another man say, hey, that story made me be more aware when my daughters grow up to the signs to look for regarding domestic violence. So every person that picks it up will relate to it in some kind of way.
Well, you know, they're great reviews. You have some snippets of the reviews on your website, and they're really great. It's not, you know, they're a very emotional story. Couldn't put it down. The story speaks to women of all walks of life. The rawness that you bring to life in sharing your story is important. Your transparency is going to empower someone to find their voice, which is really good. You brought life to light to real life, changing experiences that are going to unravel the emotions and isolation that many have endured. Sounds like it's really good. I assume it's available on Amazon. Is that right?
It is available on Amazon. It's also available on my website. It's available on Audible and Google Play.
Well,
so however you
enough.
Like your reading experience.
Yep. Okay, good. So once again, the title of the book, as we were talking about here, the title, I'm wading through the reviews here. I don't want to mess it up.
It's Picture Perfect.
Picture Perfect. There we go. Picture Perfect novel. And that's a picture of the book on there, right? The girl?
Yes,
the picture of the
that
book.
Is a
that's
picture.
A, yeah, that's
and what that,
good for you. Go ahead.
What that, the cover, it displays Picture Perfect. So you have a bride there, and it's on her, she looks Picture Perfect. Her hair is beautiful. Her flowers are beautiful. The dress is beautiful. But the tears show the turmoil that she's experiencing on the inside. And so that I can relate to that feeling. Also looking picture perfect from the outside looking in. My first husband and I, we were both college graduates. We didn't have children until after marriage. We bought our home after we graduated from college. We literally had the picket fence and the dogs. From the outside looking in, it was picture perfect. But on the inside, it was a complete disaster.
You know, that's so true. And what, that's a very creative picture because, you have this beautiful girl looking into the mirror, and if you look at the image in the mirror, there's a tear coming down her cheek. So it's not all picture-perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's,
exactly.
That's really great. You know, something else you do so much, and, you're a moach. You're a professional moach. Some people wouldn't like that, but yeah, you are. That's to be proud of it. You do a lot of public speaking. And when you do, what do you talk about? And you're talking primarily to women, right, as we've explained before.
Exactly.
But what do you tell them?
So whenever I speak, my target audience, it is always women. And the goal and the purpose of every time I speak is to educate women, to inspire them and impact them. And it's important for me not to only impact, but if I have not, after you leave an event where I've spoken at, or after you leave a session with me, if I have not impacted you in action, then I haven't done my job. My goal whenever I speak to women is always to educate them, inspire them, but most importantly, I need to impact them into action. And I can speak on anything, any topic related to women. So, for instance, I was on a panel a couple of weeks ago, and we spoke about how women succeed in digital marketing. So I was able to give my expertise on that. I've also spoken and taught workshops to social workers because I am a social worker by profession. I've spoken to them and taught them how to balance life, being a social worker, a mom, and everything else. You know, we all have a lot of titles. So it is always with that in mind. And like I always say, men, they can be in the audience. They can. It will help them understand the woman's perspective. It will help them understand their daughters, their wives, their mothers. So everyone can benefit from it, but I primarily speak to the women.
Well, I know you are. I know you're obviously a very effective speaker, and you do this a lot. And I would assume you really like doing that. Is that fun for you, the public speaking?
I become alive. I'm on fire when I'm speaking in front of a crowd. It is. I don't care how tired I was. I don't care what ache I had before speaking. When I'm alive. I become on fire. So, yes, this is what I was meant to do. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can. You sound like you know you love what you're doing. But and
yes.
I congratulate you because you're willing to do, you know, things that most people once thought, like you never thought you'd write a book earlier in your life, did you?
Never.
Never, right?
Never.
Exactly. How long did it take you to write the book?
So it took me about 9 months. And I said that was so significant, that number, because when I think of mothers, when we carry our children, we give birth typically, you know, a typical pregnancy without complications. We give birth in 9 months. And it took
right.
me about 9 months to write this and to give birth to it. And it, like I said, it was such a magical and therapeutic experience. It was releasing for me.
Well, I think that's really great. And then on, you know, on top of writing a book, now you've got a line of T-shirts. Where did you come up with that idea? Seriously.
So I call this this line a bold line of apparel for women. So you don't have to be a mother. You can be a woman. And so I use affirmations on a daily basis. And a lot of people use affirmations to motivate themselves, to shift their thinking, shift the way they're feeling. When I was coming up in church as a kid, the old folks in church used to say, there's a shift in the atmosphere, right? So we use those affirmations to shift our atmosphere, to shift the environment, the energy around us. I have a friend, she has a wall full of affirmations, and they're all on sticky notes, and it's in her office. So whenever she looks up, she can be instantly motivated at any point to and look at one of those sticky notes. And so I thought to myself, we say them, we read them, why not wear them? And the T-shirt line is affirmations. They're bold and powerful statements. Not only are the statements a reminder, like an affirmation is, for the woman, but it's also to put the world on notice. And what I mean by that is that the world is put on notice of the power that that woman holds. When they see her coming, they know how to approach her, and that is with dignity and respect and nothing less. So one of the shirts, for instance, says, know your worth and never settle for a penny less. So when a person is approaching that woman with that shirt on, they
yeah.
understand, don't come with the nonsense because I know my worth and I'm not going to settle for a penny less. So it puts the world on notice while allowing the woman to walk in her power and own her power.
That's very good. That's very good. People do get that message when they see the shirt.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. Well, good for you. And I would assume when you do a public speaking engagement, you bring some T-shirts to sell, right? I would think you
yes,
do.
And I bring books. I bring T-shirts and
oh,
books.
You do.
Yes, of course.
Yes. You're the whole game, right?
Yes.
I love it.
That's
all right.
The
well,
idea.
Listen. Bottom line is you're a very sharp lady, so I don't blame you. You should bring your book when you're speaking, you know, and your T-shirt as well. Listen, this is just great. You have a wonderful website. I encourage people to look up your website. It's Nikki Knows, and Nikki, NikiKnows.com. If you go there, you'll learn all about what Nikki does, how she can help you as a moach, a mom coach, and you'll learn how to get in touch with her if you're interested. So, Nikki, thank you very much for being with us. It's been very interesting chatting with you today. Congratulations and good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Listen, you're very, very welcome. And that's it today. Nikia Pratt. Nikki, that's how everybody calls her. Nikki Pratt has been our guest.
Yes.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, folks. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and I'll see you next time. Till then, take care of yourself. Bye for now.